It is Tuesday morning, and it's been a while, but we do check in with, I don't even know what your position is with the city council anymore. Who are, is this Tim Mayer? Is this the office of Tim Mayer? Is this the real Tim Mayer? Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am fine, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy everything here on the 12th day of January. So I'm guessing that your first meeting of the year will be tomorrow.
That is correct.
All right, so we've got that done. But you did get together with the group on New Year's Day and see your new friends sworn in for all of that. So I'm guessing if tonight's your first meeting, that means reorganization is going to take place.
That is correct. We will be electing new officers to lead the council in 2016.
Are you required to elect new officers, or people, can they be re-elected from previous year's positions?
Oh, people can be re-elected from previous years, yes. As a matter of fact, a council member near who left the council served as president for two terms. So it's very, very possible. 2013 and 2014, he served as council president. So,
how quickly we forget.
Yeah. So I mean, it's very, very possible.
Now, are you up for any of these seats on the big table?
That is a secret until Wednesday evening at 7:30.
Gotcha. So you will be secretly campaigning. Do you have a nominating committee kind of, or how does this all work?
Well, what the council does is the majority from one party will basically make the decision in this case.
The majority from one party? You mean the council?
I'm giving you statute.
Okay. Statute. Well, thank you. That's what as former parliamentarian.
The theory,
you know,
he's giving you the theory.
So for example, if it was a 5-4 split, 5 Democrats and 4 Republicans, the majority would decide who the leadership is, and that could include Republican members as well. But in our case, it's all 9 Democrats. So we are allowed by law to meet, and we do meet, and we make that decision as to who will be the president, the vice president, parliamentarian.
Do you think it would be in the future if they change the law to make every council to be 5-4, and then whoever had the best turnout or whatever gets to
do that? Come on.
Why not?
How could you do that?
Well, how couldn't you do that?
Well, yeah, I guess you could try to make a law like that, but I don't think it would be controversial.
You don't think people would get into it? You don't think that controversy would sell?
No, I don't think so.
So you're going to meet tonight, you're going to reorganize, you're going to appoint committees.
Wednesday night.
Reorganize, appoint committees. And then that means that your big council business thing will be your next meeting, right?
That is correct.
So you got a lot of business coming up?
No, at this point we have no legislation for first or second reading. So we are... We are anticipating that our new mayor, John Hamilton, will be bringing forth legislation, but I'm sure, as you see in today's paper, his first week has been pretty busy.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you about. He's had a town hall meeting. He's had initiatives. He's formed more committees in 6 weeks than we've... this is a busy man. The question I have for you, and you don't have to answer this if you want, is... you don't have anything, but what are we doing to do things? Are we doing things to do things, or do you see necessity on the horizon?
Yes, of course there will be things that we will have to work on. There's budgetary issues coming forward.
Annual problem, right? Annual problem with the budget. Yeah, that's...
And so, I think we have to give the new mayor a little time to get his feet planted, and he's in a temporary office at the moment because the upstairs office, which is his office, is being repainted after the first
That Cruzan guy just had a wild party up there.
You got to rip out the carpet and start over. That's part of the deal. But I guess the terrible question I'm trying to ask in my New Year's resolution was I wasn't going to ask any more terrible questions, but we know New Year's resolutions are meant to be broken. Is the lack of things on the horizon from the non-perishable items, the budget, things you always have to do? Are we looking to fill stuff? Is that the job of mayor because he had campaign issues that he is going to get going and we're going to get these things done? Or are these town hall meetings looking for things to do?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two. I mean, during the campaign, Mayor Hamilton spoke of certain things he wanted to see accomplished, and I'm sure he's working towards that. Council's not, at least this council member is not involved in that process. You know, I'm sure he's working forward to bring legislation forward to the council at this point. But we do have, as you've mentioned, we do have the annual budget, which will start sometime. Traditionally, in the past, it starts at the mayoral and department head level, and that typically would probably start sometime in April for the department heads starting to discuss their priorities, and I wouldn't be surprised if it started earlier with a new mayor. So,
Jim, let me ask you a question.
I would think it would start later, wouldn't it? Because everybody's trying to get their feet wet and their offices painted and the furniture ordered.
No, I would think not, because a new mayor is setting new directions, and you have to figure out how you're going to make all that work. Both in the physical side of things and the fiscal side of things. So,
Tim, let me ask you a question about your meeting tomorrow night, we understand. But how fast can somebody come to you to get legislation that you have to deal with for your next meeting? Or since you don't have anything right now, does that mean you may not have to meet next week or next time?
I think it's possible that there will be no we have no legislation for first or second reading, which means there is no legislation in the process working its way forward for the next round. So that you're right, next week, not this coming Wednesday,
right.
not the 13th, but the 20th, I guess.
And your rules are such that you can't just say the night before, okay, I want to do this, and so we need to meet.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
What kind of lead time do you need on getting things before the council?
Well, there are advertising requirements by
okay.
state statute, so we have to advertise. You know,
Keith sounds like he's trying to line up some legislation.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
He's got his shopping list out, and it's like, if I can get over there by Tuesday and get that in.
I would think it takes about 2 weeks for, if somebody from the mayor's office walked into the city council office and said, "We have this piece of legislation that we would like to move forward." I would take about 2 weeks.
Wow.
For that to get through,
that's just normal
get through
procedure.
The agenda.
How's
okay.
the
and what that would involve would be an analysis by the city council attorney looking at it and writing a memo to the council members and getting it onto the agenda so that it can have a first reading. Once it has the first reading, then we go into a committee meeting, and then we go into a legislative meeting. So that's a 3-week process right there.
Okay. Let me since I recently, I'm still recovering from a broken leg, I have a newfound interest in this getting your sidewalks clean of snow.
Yes.
You want to talk about that for a second, since you're a city council person?
Well, it is a city requirement that snow be removed from sidewalks by the owner of the property that the sidewalk is adjacent to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a 24-hour...
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Right.
Yeah, there's a 24-hour period that, if it stops snowing right now at 8:30 on Tuesday morning,
yeah.
that you have until 8:30 Wednesday morning to get that sidewalk.
Ish, 8:30-ish.
So how'd the city do on this first big one?
I think they did remarkably well.
Doesn't hurt it was a Sunday.
Sue and I had gone out Saturday night. We came home about 10 o'clock and it was raining. And I woke up to snowplow noise about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Well, they do Tim's neighborhood first. He's on the council. Jeez, everybody knows that. The guy.
I didn't see the guy in my neighborhood until about
11:30.
Yeah, one of the senior members of the council.
That big sign in our front yard says, the councilman lives here.
That's
do
right.
this one first.
I thought the ordinance said those signs had to be down 1 week after the election, Tim. I'm not sure.
No,
how.
It's not that sign.
Tim Mayer's our guest this morning. He is the city councilman who joins us every Tuesday morning prior to the Wednesday meetings. We always
that is correct.
Get it's only taken me about 7 years to figure that out. So let's go slow here. And looking ahead to 2016, we talked about you don't have any really pressing issues on your plate. Do you guys get together as a council and say, hey, look, we need to start focusing here, we need to look over here, or are you really at the direction of the mayor and the mayor's office on things you need to do or plan out moving forward that aren't the you have to's, like the budget and things like that?
Well, it is a combination of the two. Council members do have priorities that they would like to see go forward.
Now, these young go-getters that are on are they there with 100 things they want to do? Are they there bright and early every morning getting fired up?
Well, I would hope so.
Oh, that's good.
the council members do have priorities, and we will meet and talk about those with the mayor at some point in time. And again, that will occur in two different ways. One, it could be a party caucus, which means the mayor and the council members get together and legally and talk about issues, and also one-on-ones or groups of council members can meet with the mayor and discuss priorities. You know, for example, you know, we need more money in our sidewalk budget, or you know, we're interested in seeing how the Switchyard Park is going to develop out. So there's all kinds of issues out there that I think are, you know, coming forth. Because we're pretty busy. I mean, you think about it. We've got the Bloomington Hospital site. We've got the Tech Park site.
We got a referendum coming up that Keith wanted me to mention.
Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah.
So
the referendum is for the school corporation, which is really separate from city government and will fall into the the year of the presidential election. So
correct.
It'll be a busy.
But bringing awareness to that and helping the message get out is part of everybody's.
That is correct.
Here, speaking of angles, the governor of the state of Indiana will speak tonight. Then the president will follow him. Do you have any thoughts on what you're hoping to hear in the state of Indiana and nationally?
Well, I'm hoping to see a little more tolerance in the state of Indiana. That's what I'd like to see happen there. And at the federal level, I'd like to see more rational discussion about gun control, especially. So. And we'll see how that all plays out. Tonight.
You guys haven't come up with a council, one of those national worldly resolutions in a while. You guys got one of those on the agenda coming up? Remember when you were upset with Arizona and their practices? Remember that one?
Right. I don't know of any resolutions coming forward on national or, yeah.
Okay. How many newbies on the council?
We have two new members on the council.
Alison Chopra and...
Isabel Piedmont.
And Isabel, but she's not new.
That's correct. She's has experience having served 4 years already. So,
do you feel the women are taking
over?
And
it changes the complexion of the council quite a bit from four women and four men. So that's welcome.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
they'll bring some rational thought and discussion.
They won't divide on political lines, but they could divide. This could be interesting.
You think?
That's the guys against the girls.
Good. We should have some kind of discourse.
Don't think so.
In this.
I think we're pretty tolerant council. So.
You're right. You are pretty tolerant, and that's
fine. I think
fun.
So.
All right. So what time do you want me to send the truck over? You want me to wait till 10? 11?
You scrape the street?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they've been out already. They've gone by twice this morning on, two different directions, two different streets.
That's good.
I live on a corner, so
you're very busy.
I get them twice.
So that's not because of your affluent political connections. That's just because of the geography involved in where you live.
Geography at play there. Yeah.
Well, the good news, it looks passable out here. It's not not terrible. The wind that's going to blow and the temperature is going to drop. Those are the things we need to watch throughout the rest of the morning as the winter weather advisory is continued until
down a little bit.
Well,
until
I'm looking
noon.
Out my window and the streets are clear in my my neighborhood. So,
but I don't believe
a little
that
bit
for
of
a
little bit of drifting, you know, along the edge.
Yes. So, Walnut has the piles where the tire tracks have moved it out of the way. You can kind of see where that's at. So, again, winter weather advisory until noon today. Could upwards of 3 inches. Blowing snow will make travel difficult. And, obviously, with the wind blowing at that level, the wind chill and air temperature will drop as the day continues, and we need to just be aware of all of that. Please be aware of the trucks that will be out and about tending to our city and county streets today. And be safe, Tim, and stay warm, will you? And we'll get caught up next Tuesday
to
see how your organization went.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.